everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm Jace. In this episode, I'm going to be talking to comic illustrator Peter Krause. His current work is for the digital first series Insufferable, which is released by IDW. It's actually digital first through Thrillbent, which is Mark Waid's digital portal for comics. We talk in the interview about how this isn't the first time these two creators have collaborated. They did the Irredeemable series from Boom that came out a few years ago. That series is absolutely incredible, and we're going to be doing a spotlight on it here at the Comic Source. We've been threatening to do it for a while. It's just a matter of finding the time to reread all 38 issues and then sit down and talk about it. But it is on the way, hopefully before the end of the year. And it was great. I hadn't met Peter before, but so it was a real pleasure to talk to him. Real nice guy, a great illustrator. I'm hoping to get a commission done from him at some point in the future. So I hope you all enjoy the interview. And just a reminder to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Really appreciate that. Also, our Facebook page, just do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook. That's us. We could really use a boost in followers there, as well as Instagram. So, as I said before, thanks everyone for your support. We're really growing here at The Comic Source as far as listeners, so we really appreciate that. If there's someone you'd like us to interview, if there's something you'd like us to read or review, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. You can contact us through our website, thecomicsourceblog.com. Just use the Contact Us link, or you can email us directly at thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com. Also, if you're at our website, you can check out the Sketch Gallery. There's links there for our YouTube channel, for our previous podcast, as well as Manny's written blog and my written blog. So, as I said, we appreciate all the support, and we'll talk to you next time. Hope you enjoy the interview.
All right, this is Jace from The Comic Source coming to you once again from San Diego Comic-Con. I'm here with comic illustrator Peter Krause. How are you doing today, Peter?
I'm doing fine. We're up here amidst the palm fronds.
Yeah, and enjoying some San Diego lushness.
Right, and the Cafe Express is right across the way. So.
Well, for those of our listeners who aren't familiar with your work, why don't you tell us a little bit about the current project you're working on?
The current project I'm working on, let's say that the current project that's out in print is Insufferable from IDW. That was the series that I first did digitally with Mark Waid. And now we're putting out print editions under the IDW imprint, and we're just going to be starting the third arc of that with the print editions. You can certainly catch up. Everything is still in print. It's a story about a superhero and his sidekick. They don't like each other, and they also happen to be father and son.
We can all relate to that in some way or another.
Yeah, don't tell my dad.
Now, you mentioned you're working on it with Mark Waid. This is not the first time you've collaborated with Mark. You two seem to have a very good relationship.
Yeah, we're both old. No, actually, the thing is that, you know, Mark and I do come from a similar background of, you know, buying the Silver Age comics at the corner drugstore, which, you know, really did exist in my case. And it's nice to work with someone like that has those past experiences. So maybe we're simpatico in that way.
Now, with the proliferation of comic stories in mainstream culture right now, I feel in a way that the story is a little bit of a commentary on trying to have normal relationships, like a father and son relationship, but also dealing with the fact that you're, in a way, you're famous. So
Yes. It's
like dealing with the fame. Does that give you self-worth? Do you have self-worth as a father with your relationship to your son? That's something the story really explores.
Yeah, I would say you're totally on it. I mean, the fact that, you know, you have built this story around a father and son relationship is only really one part of it. I also think it's Mark's comments on social media, how we build up our heroes, how we tear them down when they don't meet our expectations. He was able to incorporate actual tweets into the story when we asked fans, when we first did this on Thrillbent, our digital imprint. He was able to incorporate those actual tweets into the story. So, yes, father-son, also a comment on the times and how we react to each other instead of reacting with each other.
So yeah, definitely relevant and worth reading. Let's talk a little bit about your process. Now, you mentioned that Insufferable is a digital first. Is the process different when you're doing digital first rather than doing art for the page?
Oh yeah, I would say so. I mean, when Mark and I started doing this, the idea was we were keeping the print format in the back of our mind. And we quickly let go of that notion. I thought that it kind of hamstrung us, so did Mark. And we just said, we're going to do it digitally, take advantage of what we can do digitally, and then we'll cross the bridge of print if and when it ever comes. Now, that makes it a little more difficult converting those formats into print, but we can do it. And in some instances, it might be two different animals. So it'd be interesting to see or hear from fans that have read both series in both different media and see what they think about the differences between the two.
Now, even when you're doing for print, though, you work digitally, or are you still the traditional?
I work digitally now. I work kind of exclusively digitally. When Mark and I did Irredeemable for Boom, and that was the Eisner-nominated series about Superman gone bad kind of character. Mark had talked to me then about Insufferable. He says, I've got this one other idea. I told him that I wanted some time between the time I left Irredeemable to really learn how to work digitally. So Insufferable, in some ways, for me, is a real learning process. I really learned a lot, changed things as I went through, and so I work on a Wacom Cintiq, which is an oversized monitor you draw directly on. I use Manga Studio, depending on how you pronounce it. I guess now it goes by the name Flip Studio Art, and I love it. I really love working that way. It saves an incredible amount of time.
I've heard that from a lot of artists.
And the flexibility is amazing.
When you have a family, saving time is important.
Time is our most important resource, so it's especially true as you get older.
Yeah, they're not making any more of it.
No.
Let's talk a little bit about Irredeemable.
Yeah.
One of my favorite series of all time. I've talked to Mark about it several times. How did Mark first approach you with the idea of Irredeemable?
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's an interesting story. I think that Mark was originally incubating this at the time. He was working as editor-in-chief at Boom. And I do other work besides comics. I do storyboards, adding illustrations. And I was kind of looking to get back into doing comics at least, some of the time. I actually posted on the Boom Forum a short story that I had drawn for the Pop Image Pop Gun Anthology with Derek McCullough. And they got a hold of me right away and talked to me about doing this. And that's really how I got hooked up with Mark to do Irredeemable. So, the short story is, go ahead and take advantage of, posting your work wherever you can. You might get a job on it.
Do you feel like it's the best work that you've done?
Jeez, I don't ever think that. I mean, even at the age I'm at now, so much of it is learning. I mean, I started out as strictly a pencil layout guy. Irredeemable was really the first work, and that was because of time and money that I had to ink my own work. So again, learning process from the beginning through the end of that of, not quite having the adaptability or the way you can mutate the pencils with the inks. And so again, we did that, learned how to do that at least, in a rudimentary fashion. Now we're doing the digital part of things.
Now, how much input did you actually have on the story? Did Mark have it all, when he came on board, did he have it all fleshed out, knew exactly what was going to happen? Or was there some back and forth there with
I don't think Mark ever has everything completely planned out. He really likes doing the Daredevil act of being on the high wire, and maybe, or if I can use a, you know, a different analogy of painting yourself into a corner and figuring a way to get out of it. There was some give and take. There were some sequences he asked me to redraw. There was actually one specific sequence fairly early on I actually asked him to rewrite. So there was give and take. But the ending is all Mark. He figured that out, and it was a really cool way to kind of do an homage to the comics that he grew up on, that I grew up on.
What do you like best about that series?
What do I like best about that series? Well, I mean, selfishly, from my standpoint, bad guys are always fun to draw, and they're fun to design. They don't generally have to measure up to any kind of ideal. So you may have a little bit more to play around with there. Was it the Modius robot character? Was a lot of fun to draw. And there were sequences there that I really, really had a good time drawing him, it. I don't know. It was a real challenge. Mark's scripts are a challenge to the artist, and that's good. It really pushes you to try to figure out visually how to present them. I really enjoyed it.
Is that when you look back on it as a whole? It's a story. It's a great story. A commentary on superheroes. A commentary much like Insufferable. So looking back on it, you have fond memories of working on it. If you could sum it up in just a few words, looking back on it, how do you? I mean, not to put you on the spot, but such a seminal work for me.
Yeah, challenging, fun, and I will say the one regret I have, and really do have to credit Diego Barreto, who did finish the story. I had to leave about three quarters of the way through the series to do some other work. Diego had come on to help share the load, and he did a really great job. In retrospect, you know, I would have loved to have done the whole thing, but it all worked out fine.
Great. Well, thanks so much for your time, Peter. We actually have an Irredeemable Spotlight coming up on the podcast soon.
Sweet!
So I'll definitely let you know when that comes out. You can take a listen, and maybe we'll even have you on to talk a little bit about it.
Sure.
Maybe
sure.
Mark as well. We'll see.
Okay, that would be great.
So thanks so much for your time. Have a great con.
All right, thanks, Jace.